Welcome to an encore presentation of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The passion and purpose of the Christian Research Institute is to contend earnestly for the faith once for all delivered to the saints by focusing on apologetics, biblical literacy, and countering the cults. To connect with CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. And now here's the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As always, great to be in the studio as we answer your questions throughout the United States and Canada. Do remember, Monday through Friday at this time, your questions answered live when you dial 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265, or contact information on the web, equip.org, via the mailbox 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, resource consultants are standing by, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. I want to take a little turn, change of pace today, as we talk about a theology of giving. The reason I'm doing this is because we are about a week away from the end of our fiscal year. This is one of the highlight months of the year in terms of giving. It has strategic importance, not only to the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, but our outreaches around the world. I'm going to spend a little time talking to Larry Johnston. He's the Executive Vice President and Chief Advancement Officer for the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. But before I do, I want to revisit an article that we ran in the journal. This article by William High is about rethinking the theology of money. And in short, what Bill High tells us is that one of the first factors influencing ministry support today is the church's own theology of giving. The early church was a group of people whose anticipation of the coming kingdom dynamically affected their living and giving. And the Apostle Paul helped drive home the message. He said that we are all going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one of us may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. And the impact of living in light of eternity caused believers then to hold loosely to world possessions. In fact, they treated their property as not their own, but rather to be used for the common good of the kingdom. Many churches simply teach giving a tithe. Give 10% and you have arrived, it is said. And I suspect that the church has not fully realized how deeply ingrained that tithing message has become. Good as it goes, but in reality, Scripture has always been clear that God is the owner of everything. In recognizing God's ownership, there are clear implications. Even if I give 10%, I'm still accountable to God for the remaining 90%. And secondly, because I ultimately will not keep anything I own, I should use all the resources God has entrusted to me for eternal purposes. Now, you think about how the war generation processed that. They were, quite frankly, generous. They started all kinds of relief organizations and hospitals. They not only gave the cup of water and the piece of bread, but they advanced the gospel around the world. The boomer generation, well, it doesn't appear that it will maintain the generosity of the war generations. And Xers have grown up with TV, video games, and the internet, and they appear to be a generation in general that has detached itself from giving in the church. The millennial generation, Bill High says, is a consumer generation. So in looking at the trends, the appeal is to the Christian community, to Christian leaders, to Christian thinkers, to look at the facts, not to sensationalize them, but just look at them and take rational action. The facts tell us that we've fallen short on our teaching and theology of money. The facts tell us that the largest givers in our history are heading towards death and retirement and will be replaced by a generation of largely non-givers. The facts tell us that the current social and political climates don't bode well for giving. And in light of all of that, I want to spend just a few moments talking to Larry about what this means for the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and our outreaches around the world. I think that the message, Larry, is clear. We need a proper theology of giving, and so often that theology is not communicated but veiled, because when we talk about money, it's always a sensitive issue.
Well, it's a sensitive issue because it's a source of identity for many people. It's a source of security for many people. Although, rightly understood, it's never a sense of security. It's really about a sense of stability, because it is God who provides the security.
And what the Bible says is, honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce, and your barns will be filled with plenty, your vats will overflow with new wine. And so often we can get caught up in this idea that, okay, if I give, I'm going to get, but that really misses the point as well.
It misses the point profoundly, because giving to get isn't genuinely giving, that's trading. We give as Christians not because we have to, not because we're under the law. And really, if it's a mature form of giving, it's not because we ought to. It's not a matter of social obligation. It's a matter of we give because we can. We have been blessed, and it is rightly understood, not how much of our money we're going to give to God. That's a fatally flawed premise. The right premise is, how much of God's money that has been entrusted to our care do we need to keep? And stewardship, for me, is very simply the use of God-given resources to accomplish God-given ends. And what is more central to the heart of God than the transformation inherent in what the good news is all about?
And it's not just about money. It's about your treasure. It's about your time. It's about your talent, holding all of it in an open hand so that God can take out and put in as he sees fit.
Yes, I cringe when I'm in conversations that limit stewardship to a sense of money. As you've just said, stewardship is about all of our resources. You've heard me say many times that the potential that God gives us is his gift to us. What we do with that potential is our gift to him. And we encourage people not to give to CRI because CRI needs the money, as much as together we have, with listening partners, the opportunity to transform the world. I would encourage everyone to experientially grasp the joy of giving. But even more so, and less mentioned, I would encourage people to experience the joy of transformation, of knowing that their partnership with CRI is touching and transforming lives globally.
Talk about that a little more specifically. I mean, when we ask people to stand with this one-of-a-kind ministry outreach in the battle for life and truth. It can sound academic, but you've been around the world with me. You've seen that this is not academic alone. This is something that touches the lives of real people, not just in time, but for eternity.
Well, as someone who must confess to being an academic of sorts, I wince at what has been mentioned by some, that academic is merely a synonym for irrelevant. I would prefer scholarly rather than academic. If I were looking for a word to characterize what CRI does, it would be scholar practitioners. Wonderfully gifted people on staff here, but they're not a bunch of ivory tower gearheads. They are people who have invested decades of their lives studying to achieve mastery, not for the sake of mastery, but to apply that knowledge and skill to the aim of transforming our world.
And transforming our world means touching lives. We cannot keep the money we have. We can send it ahead. And principally, that is done through the lives of people that are reached with the gospel.
Yes, we saw it when we were in Mexico. We've seen it in Asia. I've seen it in travels around the world. We can be as lofty in our spirituality as we can, but change takes place when people invest resources, time, talent, and treasure in the great commission that we have been given. And again, I encourage people to discover, if they have not yet, the joy of being a kingdom change agent and changing lives for the gospel.
I mentioned at the opening of the show that we're about a week away from the end of our fiscal year. This is a transcendently important month for the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. How are we doing?
We cannot afford to coast. I'm hoping that in the last giving days of the month, there will be a surge that will take us powerfully over the finish line. But the good news is that people are getting on board.
And this is one of the reasons that we're doing the show today, talking about the end of our financial year. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. You can also write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can also talk directly to one of our resource consultants at number 888-7000 and the letters CRI. One other question that I have for you that I think is very, very relevant. It has to do with what I call turbocharging the ministry. There are people that give one time a year, and we're grateful for that. But what would happen if each one of those people that gives one time a year ended up giving twice a year?
The impact would be huge. A month or so back, I was doing an analysis and saw that, much to my surprise, 52% of all CRI donors, ministry partners, make only one gift per year. If each one of those people would make simply one more gift of an average gift amount the CRI receives, it would translate to $922,000.
Almost $1 million.
Talk about turbocharging. That would kick us into a much higher gear in terms of our ability to impact lives, not only here at home, but abroad.
One other thing that we could mention in addition to that is that many are joining now a support team. We call it the Christian Research Institute Support Team, for short, becoming a CRI support team member. These are those that commit to supporting the Christian Research Institute and its many outreach ministries with their ongoing support. You can become a member of the CRI support team with a gift of as little as $25 or more a month, or give a single gift of $300 or more. And in appreciation for your support, you'll receive a personalized copy of one of my many books. You can find them on the web at equip.org. Again, it's as easy as going to equip.org/donate. Again, we're talking about a support team where people give on a regular basis to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and our outreaches around the world. As always, the number to dial to get your questions answered live on air, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. I'll be going to your calls just a little later on in the broadcast. As we go to the break, do remember, if you have not yet subscribed to the Christian Research Journal, it is our award-winning magazine. You can see it on the web at equip.org. Also on the web, you can subscribe to the Christian Research Institute's newsletter. That's a free of charge newsletter, keeps you abreast of what's going on with the ministry, a very vital organ of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Check it out on the web, equip.org. We'll be back in just a few moments with more of the show.
If you were going into combat, what would be more important? The number of those who were for you or the number of those who were with you? Now, apply that question to today's battle for the hearts and minds of literally millions of people at home and abroad. That's what makes members of CRI's support team so vital. They're not simply for CRI's critical mission, they're standing with CRI each and every day. If you want your voice and your values to be heard through the outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, become a member of CRI's support team today. Just call 888-7000-CRI to stand with CRI daily in the battle for life and truth. And as our thanks, Hank Hanegraaff will personalize to you a copy of his complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, revised and updated. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org. Hank will be back right after this. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. We are witnessing the advent of a post-truth culture wherein social headwinds against common sense and basic decency and civility are ferocious. The fact is, we as Western Christians are in the fight of our lives, and for now, we are losing on multiple fronts. That is why we want to put into the hands of thinking Christians everywhere two very timely books, Onward, Engaging the Culture Without Losing the Gospel by Russell Moore, and The Benedict Option, A Strategy for Christians in a Post-Christian Nation by Rod Dreher. These resources will equip you to do your part in turning the tide. To receive your copy of Onward and or The Benedict Option as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. From the outside, Houston preacher Joel Osteen is charming, attractive, and his teaching, well, it makes you feel good. But the truth is, Osteen preaches a seductive and highly dangerous form of Christianity that's leading millions of people astray. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has written a book called The Osteenification of American Christianity, and it's why you must get your own copy today. You must be able to defend yourself with truth about what Joel Osteen really teaches. And this important resource arms you with everything you need to do so. Please call today and request your copy of The Osteenification of American Christianity, 888-7000-CRI. It's our gift to thank you for your donation to support the Christian Research Institute and this Bible Answer Man broadcast. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. In case you haven't noticed, the enemies of truth and Christian morality are now legion, and their numbers are growing daily. As Rod Dreher writes poignantly in The Benedict Option, A Strategy for Christians in a Post-Christian Nation, now the floodwaters are upon us, and we are not ready. For those who understand the stakes, retreat is not an option, and surrender is out of the question. That's why, as we redouble our efforts at CRI to equip fellow believers to stand for life and truth, it's vital that we finish this month, the end of our fiscal year, in a position of strength to help finish strong and prepare for the battles that lie ahead to protect the truth of the gospel and even our religious liberties. Please call 888-7000-CRI and make a generous gift. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. To say thanks for your support, we'll send you The Benedict Option. Well, let's return to your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. We'll go to your calls a little later on in the broadcast. As always, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Talking right now to Larry Johnston. He is the Executive Vice President and Chief Advancement Officer for the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. And we're talking about the end of our financial year that happens at midnight in about 7 days. And so this is a very, very important time for the ministry.
I'm encouraged, but much needs to be done. And so all of those listening, if you can step up and join us, it will be greatly appreciated.
And again, you can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. Letters come in all the time, and many of them are encouraging. Here's a letter. Dear Hank, my wife and I have had the privilege of being monthly supporters of the Christian Research Institute for many years, but this month, we're doubling our regular monthly giving to help make up for someone who may have decided to withhold their contribution because they didn't like your stance on homosexuality. Please continue to speak out because the church needs to be emboldened to do likewise. I pray that we, like King Josiah, will rediscover the Word of God and humbly seek Him with our whole heart and tear down all the idols and false gods that we have worshipped in the past. Yours in Christ, Michael. And what I thought was particularly noteworthy about that letter is what Michael is underscoring is that we do not do this broadcast or our ministry in general to be along politically correct trend lines. This is not about the latest lobby group and determining what's fashionable, but we are with ferocity committed to the Word of God as the final court of arbitration, that we are not going to rewrite the Word of God, compromise the Word of God, but actually teach people how to mine the Word of God for all its wealth.
Well, he got a great many things wrong, obviously, but one thing that he got right was when Friedrich Nietzsche said that all truths are bloody truths to me. And today, those who have the resolve and the conviction to stand for truth are likely to be bloodied. This is not white gloves and gentlemanly conversation. We are in a battle for not merely the souls of people, but the minds of people. And I was thinking earlier today, the eminent international ambassador, Dr. Charles Malik, many years ago said, "You may win every battle, but if you lose the war of ideas, you will have lost the war. You may lose every battle, but if you win the war of ideas, you will have won the war." Dr. Malik went on to say, my deepest fear and your greatest problem speaking to Americans is that you will not be winning the war of ideas. I think if there was one truth that would unleash a wave of generosity, it would be clearly understanding the consequences of failing to win this battle to save minds.
When we talk about the whole issue of change in the church, we're talking about changing so that we imitate the culture as opposed to being the initiators in the culture. And this has become very, very clear, particularly the issue of same-sex marriage. What was breathtaking is the capitulation of the body of Christ to the politically correct narrative.
Well, unfortunately, the source of truth for millions of Americans today is apparently focus groups or what they read in the newspaper. But as Chesterton memorably said, there are an infinite number of angles at which one may fall, but only one at which one may stand. And if anyone has followed CRI for years, they know, if they have gained nothing else, is that truth is not for sale.
Dr. Larry Johnston, he is the Executive Vice President, Chief Advancement Officer, the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, and we are discussing the fiscal year end. If you can give before year end, it would be deeply appreciated, used for God's glory and for the extension of his kingdom. Again, you can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org, or when you write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, resource consultants, they are standing by, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. I've said many times, Larry, that when you go to equip.org, in essence, you have come to a safe zone. And what I mean is that we live in an age of information overload. And it is so hard for people sometimes to discern the wheat from the chaff, particularly on the internet. And so having a ministry on the web like equip.org, very significant.
Well, I've worked, as you know, with some of the world's leading ministries over the last 40 years, and I have reluctantly come to the conclusion that in many organizations, they could be characterized as being drip environments, data-rich, but insight poor. In other words, people are getting the data, as one of our colleagues here on staff likes to say, but not the message. One of the great services, one of the great ministries of CRI is to sort out from the avalanche of noise and the cacophony of data and the dizzying amount of information. I think I shared with you the other day that Google now generates every 24 hours an amount of information equal to all of the information generated from the dawn of civilization until the year 2003. And as management guru Tom Peters has said, today, if you're not confused, you're not paying attention. One of the great things that CRI does is it cuts through the confusion and the fog and gets beyond the avalanche of data and provides life-changing insight.
We'll have you on in a couple of days again to see how we're doing before the end of our fiscal year. But while I have you here, one other question, that on the Christian Research Journal, it's our award-winning magazine, talk about the significance of investing in a subscription in that magazine.
Well, I would take it back again to the notion of the war that we are in. And I at times wish that I could find a more fitting, a more pacifistic type of metaphor. But for anyone who is trying diligently and courageously to stand for truth today, trust me, it does feel like a war. And the Christian Research Journal has scholarly contributions from great minds distilling decades of experience and insight and putting it within reach of average Christians who can feast on this and be transformed by the renewal of their minds?
I thought that would be the last question, but I have another one, and that is the matter of not only truth, but life. Paul said to Timothy, watch your life and doctrine closely, persevere in them, because if you do, you'll save both yourself and your hearers. This is a ministry where we're asking people to stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for not only truth, but also the battle for life. Cash that out a bit for us.
Well, I think we miss a profound truth if we miss the connection between truth and life. The 20th century saw the death of truth, and the death of truth triggered a world war that resulted in the deaths of 70 million people. When biblical truth dies, life becomes very precarious. The distinction between the two is not merely academic. Life, to a sobering degree, as we've seen with more than 50 million abortions in the United States, we've seen time and time again, when truth dies, life may not be too far behind.
And the point can be extended to the fact that Christ came to give us life and give us life to the full.
Well, and just as Nietzsche said that all truth is bloody truth to him, our ultimate role model, our Savior and Lord, was himself bloodied severely in the war of redemption.
And he is the way,
the truth, and the life.
Dr. Larry Johnston, again, he's the Executive Vice President, Chief Advancement Officer for the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. And we're talking about the end of our financial year. It's coming up at midnight on the 30th. So you can give before that in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. You can also give by writing me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And a reminder that you can talk directly to our resource consultants as well, 888-7000 and the letter CRI. If you have given to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute this year, we are deeply grateful for your gift. If you can give again this month, it would be greatly appreciated. As Larry pointed out, the difference that it would make to this ministry if those who have given once would give twice is somewhere in the vicinity of $1 million. That's significant, and it goes to the point of turbocharging the ministry. You can become also a CRI support team member by committing to support the Christian Research Institute and its many outreach ministries with your ongoing support. And the best way to do that is to simply go to the web at equip.org/donate and join the CRI support team. As a support team member, I'd be pleased to send you a personalized copy of one of my books to you, a family member or a friend. Again, that becomes accessible to you on the web at equip.org. But if you've heard what I've just said and you'd like to join via the mail, you can do that as well. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And please remember our resource consultants, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. We'll be back in just a few moments with answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. As always, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Be right back.
Life and truth are under assault in America in ways that would have been impossible to imagine, even a few decades ago. Yet Hank Hanegraaff observes the fundamental problem is not pagans doing what comes naturally to a fallen human nature, but Christians failing to do what comes supernaturally to those with redeemed minds and sanctified wills. Our culture is in freefall because Christians have failed to think and to live Christianly. Make a difference and stand with the Christian Research Institute during the key month of June to end the fiscal year in a position of strength. Simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI, and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Stay tuned. Hank Hanegraaff will be back right after the break. The battle for authentic Christianity has never been more intense. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has written a book called The Osteenification of American Christianity. As the title suggests, osteenification is nothing short of the wholesale transformation of American, indeed global, Christianity. It is the prime provocateur of a seductive brand of Christianity that reduces God to a means to our ends and beckons multitudes to the table of the Master. Not for the love of the Master, but for what is on the table. You need to defend yourself and those you love against these insidious teachings. Please call today to request The Osteenification of American Christianity. It's our gift to thank you for your donation to support the Christian Research Institute and this Bible Answer Man broadcast. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Some might piously claim that saving our future as Christians and free people is all up to God. That's not only naive and misguided theology, it also makes a mockery of our calling to be stewards of God's creation and to be faithful in the use of the resources of time, talent, and treasure He has entrusted to us. Onward, Engaging the Culture Without Losing the Gospel by Russell Moore, and The Benedict Option, A Strategy for Christians in a Post-Christian Nation by Rod Dreher are two timely books that will equip you to stand well in our modern times. To receive your copy of Onward and or The Benedict Option as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the Journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping His followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Moralistic therapeutic deism is colonizing Christian churches, destroying biblical Christianity from within. Yet Rod Dreher believes that by rediscovering the past, recovering liturgical worship and asceticism, centering our lives on the church community, and tightening church discipline, we will, by God's grace, again become the peculiar people we should have always been. To equip you in addressing the natural religion of a culture that worships the self and material comfort, read Rod Dreher's book, The Benedict Option, A Strategy for Christians in a Post-Christian Nation. To receive your copy of The Benedict Option as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. Let's return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and right to our callers. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. First up is Logan, listening in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hi, Logan.
Hey there. How are you, Hank?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great, man. I appreciate you taking my call. I listen to you quite often in regards to questions about salvation and whether certain people in certain lifestyles are going to go to heaven or hell. And your answer is always something to the effect, God's not going to force people into a relationship they don't want to abide by the relationship standards. And that right or on the same track?
Well, yeah. I mean, what I typically say, Logan, is that for people that want to be participants in the kingdom, Christ is not going to turn them away. But people who become participants in the kingdom follow the principles and the precepts of the King. And, you know, that does not mean that we do not come into our relationship in the kingdom with Christ with besetting sins. Many people do, and all of us are sinners. In fact, the great apostle Paul said that he was the chief of sinners. The good that I would, he said, I do not, and the evil that I would not, I do. Who can save me from this body of death? So it's not that we are those who have reached a state of perfection. No, we recognize the deepness of our sin and depravity and depend on Jesus Christ as we live our life in a way that's consistent with his principles. So it's a willingness to repent of our sins and turn and follow Jesus Christ.
Okay. I really appreciate you. You know, it's a blessing to be able to hear other people's questions, and I encourage anybody with a question to call you. I mean, there's so much wisdom I get from listening to you, and I'm very appreciative of you answering my questions.
You got it, Logan. And back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Diane. She's listening in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hi, Diane.
Hello. I have something that's been weighing on my mind for a few days, and I'm not even sure if I should be involved or say anything about it. My son attends the church out here in our small community, and the pastor, I guess in his 30s, single. The thing I found out is he regularly spends the night at his girlfriend, she's a single mom, spends the night with her, although they say nothing is going on physically. It just bothers me, and I don't even know if it should or not.
Well, I think that the fact that you're bothered is a very natural thing. I mean, you're looking at this from a logical point of view. The appearance that it gives is not only an appearance that would trouble you, but would trouble others as well. And I don't think that this would be the way in which a single pastor ought to conduct himself.
I agree. And when I shared that with my son, he says, my generation sees things differently. And that I did mention that the Bible says we need to abstain from all appearance of evil. And his remark, well, what is evil? He goes, I know he's not doing anything because I've asked him. And
well,
you
know. But here's the thing. I mean, Diane, you're looking at this from a practical point of view. And not to be risque, but if you put a man in a room with a naked woman, I can tell you what's going to happen most of the time. So when you put yourself into that kind of situation, you're asking for difficulty. Now, I'm not saying it's exactly as I have just described it, but what I am saying is when you put yourself in the circumstance, the likelihood of something happening that would discredit his ministry is probably pretty great, and therefore you don't put yourself into that situation. If you're an alcoholic, you don't go witnessing in bars. I mean, that would be the last place you'd want to be a witness. I mean, if you haven't conquered your desire for alcohol, being in that environment is going to be probably more than you can bear. So when you have a propensity in a particular direction or just struggle with your own humanity, as all of us do, you don't put yourself into compromising situations. That makes common sense, and I think that's why the common sense has caused you to be troubled.
Okay, I agree with you 100%, and I mentioned the bar situation too. And then I said, not only that, he's a bad witness. It's a bad witness for those non-believers in their area where his neighborhood that see that.
Well, indeed it is, and I think you've made a good point. Let's go back for a moment to Larry. I think it's really important today to spend a few more minutes talking as we close out the show about the end of our financial year. We have two peaks in the year, essentially, June and December, and oftentimes we're eradicating deficits, and there are certainly people that have some of the Lord's resources that can make a difference. They can't take their money with them, but they can send it ahead.
I've always loved this story, Hank, about John D. Rockefeller, at the time one of the wealthiest men in the world, certainly one of the wealthiest in the United States. When news of his death spread in one of his companies, an employee dashed into the office of his boss and said, "Boss, I just heard that the old man is dead. How much did he leave behind?" And the response was, "All of it." You know, no one has ever seen a U-Haul following a hearse. We came into this world with nothing. We leave with nothing. The good news is that we can send it on ahead.
And that's what we're asking people to do by investing in this one-of-a-kind ministry outreach. And sometimes that phrase one-of-a-kind can be overused, but in many ways we are a ministry that is unique in the way God has formulated it, unique for this time as well.
Well, I think it would be helpful if more Christians understood that in the United States today, 23 out of 25 major evangelical denominations are losing ground in terms of attendance. One of the reasons why we're losing ground is because far too many Christians have been exclusively focused on saving souls rather than saving minds. In the battle for souls, if we fail to win the battles for the mind, we will discover, I think, much to our lament, that we have not won the war. We have, in fact, lost the war. I have not done any research on this, and I'm going out on a limb here, but I think it's a solid limb. I bet if we were to look at all of the dollars given to Christian causes of every type, I would bet that not one-tenth of 1 cent of every dollar given to Christian causes goes explicitly to apologetics ministries. I'm persuaded that's one of the reasons why we're losing the battle right now, and why, to turn the tide, more people need to understand the criticality of winning the battle for the mind.
I think there's another point, and you sort of alluded to it. Christianity is not just giving assent to logical truth propositions. It is more than that. It is a life.
Well, it is a life, and we have, I think, unfortunately restricted our understanding of the word metanoia in the Greek. We typically translate that repentance. Repentance, often understood in a very trivial or pedestrian way, of stop doing the bad stuff and turn around and do the good stuff. That is not the primary connotation in the Greek. The primary connotation in the Greek is a transformation of the mind. And if we have Christians whose minds have not been transformed, who are not living the truth in addition to grasping the truth, we will not win the cultural battles that are raging across the United States now.
Dr. Larry Johnston, he is Executive Vice President, Chief Advancement Officer for the Christian Research Institute, and certainly an appropriate time to talk to him as we're just a few days away from closing out our financial year. We're asking you to stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. You can do that in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org, or when you write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can also talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000 and the letter CRI. One additional point as we're closing out the broadcast today, Larry, the significance of the CRI support team. This starts building a foundation for financial integrity that is second to none.
The CRI support team is the financial backbone of CRI's ministry. We have 80% of CRI donors give only 20% of all of the gifts. 20% of the donors give 80% of the gifts. And within that 20%, having 80% of the impact are the members of the CRI support team. If you are not yet on board as a member of the CRI support team, we cordially invite you and indeed encourage you, join us, get on board.
And you can do that in a safe, secure fashion, as mentioned before, at equip.org/donate. And when you join the CRI support team as a member, be pleased to send you one of our books personalized to you, a family member, or a friend. Again, you can check that out on the web at equip.org. It's as easy as equip.org/donate. And again, the support team is crucial to the ongoing success of the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. This ministry has been raised up by God for just such a time as this. As many of you know, listening into the Bible Answer Man broadcast or reading our magazine or being familiar with our outreaches around the world, we do what we do because life and truth matter. We don't do what we do to be politically correct. There's an audience at the end of the day, and it is an audience of one. We do what we do to be pleasing to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust corrupt and where thieves break in and steal, but rather lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not corrupt and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Your treasure follows your heart. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I'll be here tomorrow, so you can call in then. As always, 888-ASK-HANK is the number to dial.
Thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and to live Christianly. Given all that's at stake, we're asking all of our friends to stand with CRI this month with their prayers and generous financial support. To make a genuine difference in our fight for life and truth, and to receive your copy of The Benedict Option, A Strategy for Christians in a Post-Christian Nation, just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or simply visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. From the outside, Houston preacher Joel Osteen is charming, attractive, and his teaching, well, it makes you feel good. But the truth is, Osteen preaches a seductive and highly dangerous form of Christianity that's leading millions of people astray. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has written a book called The Osteenification of American Christianity, and it's why you must get your own copy today. You must be able to defend yourself with truth about what Joel Osteen really teaches. And this important resource arms you with everything you need to do so. Please call today and request your copy of The Osteenification of American Christianity, 888-7000-CRI. It's our gift to thank you for your donation to support the Christian Research Institute and this Bible Answer Man broadcast. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.
We are witnessing the advent of a post-truth culture wherein social headwinds against common sense and basic decency and civility are ferocious. The fact is, we as Western Christians are in the fight of our lives, and for now, we are losing on multiple fronts. That is why we want to put into the hands of thinking Christians everywhere two very timely books, Onward, Engaging the Culture Without Losing the Gospel by Russell Moore, and The Benedict Option, A Strategy for Christians in a Post-Christian Nation by Rod Dreher. These resources will equip you to do your part in turning the tide. To receive your copy of Onward and or The Benedict Option as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org.